This is DJ Kick, and you're listening to Steve Kelly Delivers, where you get a glass and a half of inspiring, influential, and interesting guests with every podcast. You can follow Steve Kelly Delivers on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Steve Kelly Delivers is listener-supported on Venmo.com.
Hello, and welcome to episode 21 of Steve Kelly Delivers. I have been in a brief hiatus for the past month, but I just wanted to let my listeners know that I am back to continue delivering you quality first-class entertainment. If you go to my website, stevekellydelivers.com, from there you can access my Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram accounts. Now, Steve Kelly Delivers is a listener-supported podcast, so if you like the content of what you are hearing and you'd like to lend your support, I'm going to tell you a couple of ways how you can do just that. First, you want to subscribe to my show on iTunes, rate it, write a review, and don't forget to tell your friends about me. Next, you can be my patron on Patreon. I will acknowledge my patrons on every intro. Lastly, if you friend me on Venmo.com and make a donation, I will personally thank you in the intro portion of my next podcast. Now, let me deliver my awesome conversation to you as I welcome my wonderful guest, the lovely and talented actress and model, Olya Grinko. Olya, hello and welcome to Steve Kelly Delivers. I am so glad to have you on the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Hey, well, thank you for being on the show. Glad to be back in the swing of things. And those who are listening, I've been had a little bit of a hiatus here, but I'm coming back. So let's get right into it. And we'll talk about what, like, was your main, like, driving force to get into modeling. Like, what made you decide to get into that?
I'm from Ukraine originally, and I've been studying in a university, and quite often people on the street would approach me, like the agents, and said, oh, you should be a model, you should sign with us, start your career, but my parents were against it, so I never really pursued it in my home country. But when I moved to U.S., I started doing acting. I've been going to acting school, and then at one point I was like, why don't I try modeling? So then I kind of got into it, started having photo shoots, and then one thing after another. And now it's more acting and modeling. That's more or less my main occupation right now.
Wow. Hey, I'll tell you what, you're living the dream, because a lot of people that are artists would love to be like full-time artists. They'd love to be where you're at right now. And I'm working on it. And so you're in the U.S., you're up in my home state where I'm originally from, New York. So you love in New York?
Oh, yes. It's a fun place to live and a lot of opportunities. It's always exciting, always something going on. So you never get bored in this town.
No. Yeah, definitely. I miss New York. And I'll bet the weather up there, is it starting to get a little bit cool, or is it still...
Comparing to the heat that we had during the summer, that is maybe a little bit cool, but it's still very warm during the day. Maybe in the evening you need some light jacket in the morning, but during the day it gets pretty hot.
Oh, yeah. I miss wearing jackets. I'm down here in Florida right now. I moved to the West Coast, Tampa area, and it'll be summer down here for probably like another month, and then hopefully we start getting nice weather.
Oh, okay. Never been there.
No,
I heard it's hot down there.
Oh, now, yeah, it is. But like I said, in about another month or so, we'll start getting the nicer weather. So things will get much better down here. And on your Instagram bio, you listed that you're an actress and a comedian. So are you like an actual stand-up comedian? Like, do you do any kind of...
I'm not a stand-up, I'm improv comedian. So, I perform improv comedy with two of my teams. That's what I mean by comedian. But hopefully in the future I will get into stand-up. But for now, I feel good performing with other people on the stage and creating some fun. It's not like a storytelling, but it's like a play, like a funny play happening on stage, based on the suggestion that people give you from the audience. So I perform every Sunday with one of my comedy team, and I'm with the other comedy team, and we perform as well, occasionally, like this Saturday, and next week we'll be performing. So we have a lot of rehearsals, so we meet every week, working, rehearsing, improving our skills to be better at what we do.
Oh, wow. That sounds pretty awesome. And that,
thank you.
It sounds a lot like a show that was on TV years ago. I don't know if you're familiar with Drew Carey or not. He had a show called Whose Line Is It Anyway? And it was kind of... Oh, so you've heard of that one. Okay. Yeah, and it sounds like that's what it's like. Like, the audience will kind of give you, like, a scenario, and you've got to improv and play it out.
Yes, it is. And our director of our group, he's actually making a movie documentary about improv, and he's using those people from the show. So I'm really, really getting into it. But it's really... basic of improv that's been on TV for many years.
Oh, cool. Alright, and so what, you mentioned being an actress and, like, you know directors. Like, what kind of stuff has he done in an actress?
I do short films, I do theater. Actually, right now, I'm still in a film, we are shooting it. It's about Russian mafia. Well, I have accent. Still working to kind of get my American accent. But some roles that I played, it's like Russian mafia, Russian people. Sometimes it's just like someone international from Europe. I was in a play this winter, which was called After the War. There were a lot of different roles we were playing. It was a very dimensional, I would say, because it was a performance, it was a dance scene, and multimedia and music. It was a very interesting experience. Right now I'm in this film and also doing this comedy improv performances. I have some projects with them. We are about to start, so I can't really talk about it because we are all in a phase of really like starting out. So we're still planning. There will be also something for the for internet and TV. But I also do commercials. Actually, the one just came out. It's about skin cancer.
Hey, it's an important thing to cover.
I guess you do what you gotta do your best.
Yeah, that is the best you can do is your best. And so you've done like short films, you were saying, as well.
Yeah.
Like, on what kind of short films besides the ones you were describing?
Another short film was, it's gonna come out in festivals. It's actually it's a horror film, and I'm playing the wife of this guy who is kind of like has this disease or possession. So I'm in a hospital with him, and like 15-minute doctors to do something about it, but they can't really figure out that what happened to him, what is his sickness.
Yeah. The reason why I brought that up is because I've just recently gotten into short films, and as a matter of fact, like literally into short films. Like I'd just gotten back into acting like years ago. I was doing like extra work down here in Florida, and I haven't really. I had like a long layoff where I haven't done anything, and now I'm looking to get back into it. But I did like last month, you know, this local director was shooting something in like, you know, down in the St. Petersburg, Florida area. It was like a 1980s inspired, like vampire, like music video. I was a very small part in it. I mean, like I was just an extra, but it was so much fun getting back into that. And I just really got a whole new appreciation for short films that I never had before. And I mean, that's like a whole different type of medium to get into. And it's just, you know, I'm glad that I'm getting back into acting, because I'm finding out just how much fun I was having when I was doing it years ago.
Yes, it's for me, it's really a lot of fun, a lot of exploration. Honestly, I prefer doing acting more than modeling, because in acting you get an experience to get into the shoes of different characters, different personalities and people, and really dig into it and understand their psychology and how they function. While in the modeling, it's fun, of course, and it's a great networking, but you just show the clothing or you show the product, catalog work or photo shoot. And of course, it's interesting to meet designers and be really part of this work. But in terms of creativity, acting, that's what I'm really hooked on right now. I do both, but right now I do improv comedy and this film, and I will continue to take acting classes, because it's an ongoing process. You always need to improve your craft, be better. And I mean, unless like I don't get some award, then if I don't get the awards, I don't get in the big business, I'm still gonna work on my acting, still gonna work on improving, be the best actress I can be, because it's the industry is so competitive. Everybody, most people trying their best, they do what they can, but on my side, I have to do what I can, to achieve what I plan for myself, especially that since I come from another country, I don't have time to waste around or doubt. I just have to get into it and just follow through with my dreams and my plans.
Yeah. Oh, and it's definitely, you know, being an artist is all about, you know, that's what we aspire to do. That's what we love to do. And of course, if you could do it for a living, it just makes it that much better.
And of course.
And like you said, with acting compared to modeling, it's so true, because you can kind of immerse yourself into the part. You know, with acting, it's like you got to kind of like think. Like, you know, even when I was just being an extra, I was only on this video maybe for about like a whole 2 seconds. Like, I saw myself, I'm like, oh, there I am in the back. But, you know, I was like, it was in a bar scene. I was just playing like a bar patron. And it was, so you kind of like think like, okay, what would, you know, how would a bar patron act in a bar with a bunch of his friends? And you just, you really do. You think the part, you try to become the part. And it really is a learning process.
Yes, it is. choices or things that happen to you and around you and all is affected, and that's what you played off. You're played off yourself. You have character, but the true emotion, and you are the instrument. So it's never, it's always ongoing process of learning acting through your life.
Yeah, that's, I never quite thought of it that way. That's a pretty deep way to put it. I like that. And so, like, what else have you done artistically? Do you sing? Do you do, like, karaoke at all?
I wish I had voice. I don't have a voice for singing, so I'm just, everything is, that comes to singing, I am just staying away from that, because I was not born with the voice. So, I like to dance. I used to go study salsa dancing, Latin dances, ballroom dances when I used to live in Ukraine. So I want to get back into it, but there's so many things I want to do. I just need to put a list of priorities, what's first, what's second. In my free time, I go ride bike. I love to do sports, to do yoga. I like to do ritual stuff. I like to go to yoga retreats or meditation retreats and go deep into my spirituality. And it's also another lifetime process of learning about yourself and how to be in peace with the world and with yourself. I think right now in the world, that's what actually most people, sometimes they should focus on, to be peaceful and in harmony with themselves, so the whole world would be more peaceful. Because many people right now, they are all focused on some goals, what I need to do every day, especially in a big city, it's all greed and money and success and whatever for everybody, fame or recognition. So many people lose the, I would say, spiritual part to life, what life is all about. It's not only about success and putting something on Instagram and showing off. right?
Exactly. Although with us, you know, we're, like, I'm looking to get back into the entertainment industry. You're already there. So I found out with social media that it's all about trying to promote yourself. Like, you want to put pictures on there so that people know who you are. And, ooh, I got a new follower today. Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, like social media, I remember before I was getting back into acting that it was just about going on and following other people and not really caring how many followers and stuff you have. But, you know, it almost becomes like an addiction. Like, you go on, like, okay, how many new followers do I got? Okay, and then, of course, you know, with Instagram, you got to keep hitting with Insta stories and you got to keep things interesting. And, yeah. So, that becomes like almost like a job in itself.
It is. It takes a lot of effort. And, it's true, if you are in the entertainment industry, yourself, you is your business. Some people on Instagram, they just have private accounts, they have regular jobs, so they have it for their family and friends, but for people in the entertainment industry, it's more like your business account. It's more about just putting yourself out there, sharing about your work, what you do, so more people can see what's going on in your professional life. What have you achieved? What projects you're working on? Yes, Instagram stories, and always have some like consistent posts so people don't forget about you. Yes, I think in the future, if Instagram's still going to be around, you can even write, I don't know, book. develop your Instagram. How to really, because it's a whole different subject about the pictures, everything about the content, hashtags, place, tagging, so many things.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And then, of course, you have other social media, Twitter and Facebook, and it becomes, like, I mean, our handheld devices, our phones, have, like, you know, where people are constantly looking down at them, like, all the time.
Oh, yes. And emails, checking what's coming. So, yeah, the day can get crazy with everything. The phone, constantly checking. So, for me, I have this routine when in the morning, I don't check my phone maybe first hour after awakening. So it wouldn't put me in a stress mode. So I just take 1 hour for myself, and then I get on my phone and check what's happening. Same happened before in the evening, like 1 hour before I put away my phone. So it's not going to disturb me before my resting time.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Like people, you know, not looking at the phone right away when they get up.
Yeah.
You know, they'll, like, okay, let me wait like an hour and then I'll go and check. And it's kind of like form of discipline to keep yourself in control so that the phone doesn't get a hold of you.
Because it's either you control the phone or control the phone controls you. So just like in a relationship, you need to set some boundaries with you and your phone.
Yes, exactly. And it is, like, we really do have, like, a relationship with technology today. It's crazy. But I love what you said earlier about, you know, with yoga. I mean, that's something that I really need to get into, because just, like, meditation in general is just so beneficial. And it's like the world is so fast-paced and we're just always on the go that even, like, I even have a meditation app on my phone, but it's like for like 5 or 10 minutes a day, I still, like, barely find the time to get on there and just to even click on an app to meditate. It can get crazy sometimes.
Yes, I think it's very important. As I said, the lifestyle is becoming so much faster. Like back in the days, people didn't have internet, so they were always kind of connected to themselves. Many people working on the land, but now most people become so disconnected. So at least this time, it helps us to kind of just focus on the breath and not to associate ourselves with our thoughts. Because sometimes what happens, we have so many thoughts, millions of thoughts, and every time we attach themselves to those thoughts, that can drive us crazy. So it's important to meditate and do yoga to kind of ground ourselves, like to return to yourself.
Yeah.
In this crazy world.
Oh, I know. And you're right, with technology, it's like taking us away from just like how things used to be before all the technology came out.
Yes, and when I look at that life, at some point it seemed like that life was maybe even people were happier. But world is changing and you can't do anything about it. You're either behind or you are in the flow. I don't want to stay behind, so I just have to balance it out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not ready to move into the woods or into the mountains, maybe when I'm retired, but not now.
Yeah, now you're living in New York. It's a lot of fun there, so definitely I could see that. Mm-hmm. Not quite ready for the mountains yet. But speaking of mountains, or like other scenic locations, you're from the Ukraine, so like what Like, what kind of locations did your job allow you to travel to? Like, where else have you modeled besides in the U.S.?
Well, in Ukraine, I didn't really model. I did a few photo shoots in my home country. In here, I was not doing modeling that long. When I first moved to U.S., I was still thinking I should try to get into finance. And at some point, I remember I was preparing myself for exams, and then I would just decide what I should do. So I was not doing modeling that much. I've been all my shoots were in New York, maybe in New Jersey, maybe in New York on the beach, yeah, in park. But most of them are indoors at the studio. That's what most brands are based in. Most of them are in New York. And if it's a new designer, they don't really have that much budget to travel far. So they try to stay local.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
And so what is something that you would like to accomplish, like, that's really important to you as a model and actress?
Well, as an actress, I have very clear plans what I want to accomplish. I want to be a film actress, TV actress. That's what I'm working on. In terms of modeling, I'm not 20 years, I'm older, so I want to continue doing, maybe do more actually commercial work, because it's more exposure, and it's really connected to the film industry, commercial, so that's what's my plan in terms of modeling, to get into more commercial work, more print work. I've been published in a few magazines, but in terms of my career, I see the connection, how it can benefit modeling into acting, so that's what I see for the future.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right, and then of course you said you're taking acting classes and stuff, so you're putting it all together. You got a plan going.
Yeah, I do.
All right. Now, you've been pretty insightful so far in this podcast. I'm impressed. And the one next question that I have for you is, if you could rid the world of one thing, what would that one thing be?
If I can get rid of one thing in the world, you mean?
Yeah. Like one thing that if you had the power to take away, what would that one thing be?
Because when you have fear, your heart is closed and you can't really express yourself and you don't really live to your full potential. Because when you think about it, so many people want to do so much and they have those dreams, but most want to work.
Oh, you're still there? Oh, are you still there? Did I lose you?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. So many people don't really do something that they dream about because of the fear of failure, so many fears going on in people's head and in their heart. That's what's stopping the world to be a better place. Because someone to know, I'm afraid I'm not good enough, or I'm afraid I'm not ready. It's actually the main stopping force in the world. So when you see people who are the most successful, they are doing great things in life. Why they do it? Because they may think they're afraid, but they kind of feel the fear and did it anyway. They just overcame it. They didn't pay attention to it. So that's even the war, conflict would start, because all this hatred, it comes from the place of fear in people's heart. All this hatred towards other races, towards other religions, is because they fear, because we are not the same, they can harm us, and blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. That's the reason why we have all these conflicts and war and disagreements.
That but is... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Keep going.
Yeah, that's what I want to say, but this is the personal effort. It's not that someone can come and fix it. It's the responsibility of each person.
Yeah.
On the earth, actually. So I think, like, everybody right now is so responsible into making a living, doing this, doing that, but also very important to work on your personal growth as a human being, to find your flaws and accept them and focus on a good part of you, on being a good human being and do something good to this world, to other people.
That could not have been a better answer. Getting rid of fear, I mean, oh my God. Yeah, because fear really does stop people from reaching their full potential, because like you were saying, it's all, you know, we got to survive and work and make money, so people are afraid to take chances. But history has shown us that the people that are bold and take the chances are often the ones that become great successes. So
yeah.
Excellent answer. All right, Olya, so in closing, do you have a YouTube channel as well, or?
Not really. It's more like a very private. I use it for self-tape auditions and my monologues. If like a casting director or the director asks me to show them something, that's what I direct them to. So it's still more like a very professional for very few people. But hopefully I will develop more public YouTube channels so everybody can see.
All right. And tell all the listeners where they can find you on social media.
The best way is my Instagram. It's not the easy name, but you can write it down. It's Olya. O-L-Y-A-G-R, like Robert, and like Nancy, P, like Paul. O-L-Y-A-G-R-N-C. That's a place where I post my pictures, share what I'm doing, mostly like my professional stuff. So when I go on vacation, I post stuff too, so you can see what I'm doing and some fun part of my life.
All right. And hey, Olya, I wanted to thank you once again. It was great having you on the show. Had a lot of fun. And in closing, I would just like to say that it has been another successful delivery.
Thank you.